but you're set to fall. No, I've never been to Tokyo, never made my inhibitions known. Don't look kindly on the things you do from my enigmatic point of view. I try my best to look away, but I can't believe why you tell me what I should say. Meanwhile, take a seat and watch you as you take on it all. Be you set to
20 seconds in counting. 15 seconds. 12. 11. 10. Ignition sequence starts. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. 0.
Thank you. unforgettable, unfeasible, unquestionable, unreliable, undeniable sound of Area 54.
Damn my luck and damn me. Area 54, sending chills up my back.
Don't mess with me, don't hurt my babies, I'll come for you. You'll find you've bitten off more than you can chew. You are the man, but I'm not your baby. I get so scared, I know.
brand new music from Tracy Thorn here on Area 54. New record's called, well, Record. And
or Record.
Yeah, record or Record?
I don't know. I'll say it's called Record. The Record record.
Well, she's English. It'd be Record.
She recorded the Record record.
We played Sister. We know that's the name of the song. Okay. Nikki Nadeau before that with Gentle Roar, the Milo remix. MGMT. We went. They got new music out, but we went back to Congratulations, the Errol Alkin remix of that song. CSLSX with Aeromancer. There we go. Air in there with Seven Stars off Le Voyage dans la Lune. And Dan Kroll with Tokyo, the Fractures remix.
Good stuff from Dan Kroll. And of course, Tracy Thorn, this new album called Record. Everything But the Girl is, she was a lead singer. She's lost a little bit of range, but she still sounds like her. Good stuff. There's actually some pretty cool mellow songs on here, and she's got some upbeat. She's all over the place, but
she made this album sound very 80s.
She tried, didn't she?
Some stuff, yeah. It seems to be all the rage now.
Yeah. Oh, it's easy for her. She's, you know, 80s child.
She just went back.
90s child.
Did Ben Watts help her out on this album at all, you know? Or?
I have no idea. Yeah. Doesn't sound like it, actually. I think this sounds...
Just her, huh?
I think so. I don't... It doesn't have a... Doesn't have his upbeat progressions at all.
And
so.
Doesn't sound like anything like...
I'd be surprised.
It does not sound like Everything But the Girl.
Nope. And she's got... Her voice is definitely a lot lower and a little less rangy.
Well, that happens with time, Tim.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. You know, a little less... She used to work a little bit volume and range. And she's just a little bit more... I wouldn't say monotone because she still has a great voice. Just she's using it differently. But well, you can tell it's her. If you listen, you can tell it's her for sure.
So I wonder what she sounds like live now. I mean, this isn't...
Maybe she's got an accompanist with her to help her with her range, like Tears for Fears did.
Yeah, she's bringing the auto-tune device with her when she plays live.
Right. Tears for Fears, they were...
Ooh, that was bad.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, they had Karina Round on stage accompanying, so that she had all the highs for them.
Well, the thing with Tears for Fears is, didn't they start off with like the worst song you can
absolutely
sing?
Absolutely.
The first one that set before, and I don't think he even warmed up his vocal cords. That was kind of stupid.
No, just smoked a cigarette and then came on stage.
Yeah.
It's Tim and Mike, Area 54 with you. I appreciate you guys tuning in the show. If you want to listen to more of us when we're off the air, area54.fm will get you there. We have archives on there. We're going to go on to our next set. Band's called Claptone, and we've been getting a lot of mileage out of this album of theirs, Charmer. We're going to play a song for you called Dear Life. It's featuring Ja. Check it out. It's Claptone.